Hello, hello, my people. Your girl is back with the Money Talks. And if you've been listening to all the previous podcasts at this point, you know where we're at, don't you? I know you do. I know you do. So guess what? After talking about all the bad money habits, the good money habits, how to get unstuck, why you need money, and all that, I think it's about time we start talking about how to earn money. Guess what? Not even guess what. I already told you guys I'm doing a lot of reading of very many books, and I'm putting it together. All these things from books, like for real, like I'm getting all these things from books. Some of it is my general insight, but most of it is books, and books. And I landed on this: how to earn money. Number one, we should understand how money works. Money is a reward for service rendered. Let us sink in. If you're currently broke, it's probably because you're not rendering a lot of useful services. Let that sink in too. Let that sink in. The law of compensation states that the amount of money you earn is directly proportional to the need for what you're doing at that point, how good you are at what you're doing, and how difficult it is replacing you. Let me read that again for you guys, because when I read this, I was like, wait, what? The law of compensation states that the amount of money you earn is directly proportional to the need for what you're doing, how good you are at what you're doing, and how difficult it is replacing you at what you're doing. So my dear, find something people really need and begin at it at once. Start offering that. People need different things. They need food, entertainment, clothing, medication, shelter, education, hope, knowledge, inspiration, love, connection, excitement, information, security, intellectual stimulation, travel, meaning, order, esteem. The things are many. So find just one thing you're good at and just start working on it slowly by slowly. Let me give you a little bit of insight. I set up podcasting as a hobby. I love podcasting. I love talking to people. I love sharing my thoughts about different things, especially because I kind of have a lot of knowledge in my head. Not necessarily because I am very good at different things. No, I read too much. I watch too much series. I put together a lot of things, and I think deeply about things. And I felt like, okay, let me start sharing these things just for as a way of coping earlier on, because I was unemployed. But when it gets to this point, when I say I've been consistent with podcasting, different channels start asking for my podcast. Can we do this? Can we do this? Apparently, it's not earning money. Honestly, I gotta be honest with you guys. But one thing I knew, when my following busts way out of this roof, trust me, I'll be earning side income way big. So find something you're good at and start on it, and be consistent, resilient, and very patient, especially if you're starting out as you. Next, become so good at fulfilling that particular need. You do this through self-education. The good thing is the internet has knowledge. You need to solve any problem and need. The only investment you need is time. For any business, the most investment you need is time, especially if you're starting out. You have different skills. There was a time I was watching this guy, the author of Think Like a Man. I always forget his name. The guy with a good mustache. He always laughs in a funny way, makes me laugh. One time I was listening to one of his videos on YouTube, and he said, if you have any talent in you, singing, writing, talking to people, anything, cooking food, whatever it may be, and you can do that and someone gives you $1, start perfecting it so you can be given 2, then 10, then 20, then 1,000, then 10,000. You can literally multiply on new talents, especially for those of us that are not employed. One thing I really realized in Uganda right now is so hard to find employment. But most of my friends and the people I know in my life are hustling their way around, trying to offer services online, selling clothes, bags, shoes online, you're delivering to people. So literally you find a crack in the system, fill that crack, and everything goes your way. For number one, there was a hustle I was doing at campus that was so funny. Not even my friends know about it, but it helped me go through campus steadfastly, and I had money in my pocket at most times when I actually had the time to do it. I became a personal shopper for people, and I picked that idea from a series. Can you believe it? There was a series called Personal Shopper. And what I would do, my mother and my sister had a shop downtown. Shops actually downtown. They sell clothes, bedding, different things. And I got a chance to go downtown most of the time when I was in my vacation, and I would spot where most things are sold. So I came to campus and realized very many people do not want to go downtown because of this. The kind of the crowd there is so unrowdy, number one. Number two, it's so chaotic. And people hate chaos. And some people are even freaked out by chaos, especially campuses. Or they pretend to be. Anyway. So when I realized that, I was like, you know what? I can actually be a personal shopper for people. You just tell me what you want. I go get it for you downtown. And I earn my money. Of course, I won't tell you this is what I want, how much I want for it. Of course, I'll tell you, okay, you give me this for transport. But that's all you think you're incurring. But trust me, even the things I'm getting you, they're overpriced for my own money. So at that point, I made some money, but it required a lot of time. Later on, I gave it up, but it was a way of me making money. And I actually made money out of that thing, by the way. Most of my friends didn't know, and now they're going to know. Hope they don't batter me over it. But anyway, let's go on with our discussion. Finally, after you get good at doing that thing, please make it very difficult for you to be replaced in your chosen vocation. Make it so difficult to the extent that you are a household name. You know the way people say Colgate for all toothpaste? So when someone thinks about personal shopper, they should think Rose. If someone thinks about podcasting, they should think Rose. If someone thinks about a good speaker, they should think Rose. You realize I'm using my name, I'm hyping myself. Eh? I have to motivate myself to be better at the things I'm trying to do in my life. But really, if someone thinks about any catering company, they should think about you. Like, you become a household name. Now, you have to start with the people around you. They're your first customers. Of course, sometimes they may support you just because you're their friend or your relative. But make it so hard for them to look elsewhere so that they start mentioning your name in different rooms. And then another way to grow and actually make money is mentioning other people's names. Be resourceful and be a good support of your friend's businesses. You don't know how far that will take you. It's like a connection of businesses. Every time you're in a room and they're looking for a caterer and you know someone is doing catering, just mention them. Be resourceful. Don't be the ignorant person. Be resourceful to people around you, you know. Provide gigs for them. You never know, with time they can start giving you a cut. Everything in this life is business if you think about it. So dedicate your entire life at improving that particular skill that you've actually chosen, and invest the time needed and the patience. I know you guys have had patience on different occasions and you're like, okay, people have said be patient, patience pays, patience does this, patience does the other. My dear, patience actually pays. Okay, trust the process as you grow. So thank you very much, guys. Next, I don't want to be a spoiler. Please, check it out. See you.